Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. A $1.1 million federal grant from the U.S. Department of Education will provide 5 years of support for Lewis and Clark's Project Amplify to train school psychologists so they can provide multilingual and culturally appropriate mental health services to Oregon students. Two of the program leaders are joining me on the exchange, Dr. Elena Diamond and Dr. Jennifer Twyford. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, Dr. Diamond, let's start with you. Tell me about this program and your role in it.
Absolutely. So, Project Amplify is, as you just mentioned, a new program that we're launching through the financial support of the U.S. Department of Education grant. And the whole premise of this program is to provide new specialized training for culturally responsive and multilingual practices. So what this will do is it will provide an additional layer of training for school psychologist students and also school psychologist practitioners who might be interested in the certificate to get this nuanced training in how to best serve through a multilingual, culturally responsive lens the students that we work with. The grant is also set up to provide scholarship dollars for students in the program. So we're really excited to be able to offer that as both a recruitment tool and to really enhance the ability to provide these services in schools.
Okay, so Dr. Twyford, what's your role? And tell us what's in place right now that this will enhance or layer onto.
So Dr. Diamond and I are the co-PIs. He's our lead director on the project, and I am the co-PI. And my role in the project is helping to create this advanced training, supporting our students, and recruiting and retaining school psychologists to the field. At Lewis and Clark, we already have an in-person school psychology training program. And this past fall, we launched a hybrid track of our accredited program, which really helped widen the pipeline and exposure to folks who might not be able to relocate to the Portland area to receive nationally accredited school psychologist training. And the certificate adds on to this work. So for folks in our rural communities and in Southern Oregon, they're able to access this training and stay in their communities and serve the communities. And the project provides additional scholarship funding for those candidates, as well as this advanced training that they're able to keep in their communities and serve the local students.
So Dr. Diamond, tell me, who is this program for? Who's your target market?
So our target market in terms of people recruiting to complete the certificate,
yes,
is really anyone who is working with students and specifically multilingual students, which is pretty much every school psychologist at this point is going to have a bilingual, multilingual student on their caseload at some point. We are particularly interested in recruiting multilingual school psychologist trainers or graduate students who want to be trained in the program, because there's so many different languages spoken in our schools, and there's a real limited number of trained school psychologists who are multilingual. So we're trying to recruit more people who speak English, who speak languages other than English, who can go through the school psychology training program, who can get this additional training, and then use that training to serve students in their local communities.
Okay, so Dr. Twyford, I understand that there's a dearth of school psychologists with multilingual skills, but I don't have a sense of what the population is currently of school psychologists and what the need is.
So nationally and throughout Oregon, we're facing significant shortages of school psychologists. NASP, our National Association of School Psychologists, recommends a ratio of one school psychologist to 500 students. And I can give you an example in Southern Oregon Educational Service District, the ESD, the ratio is currently 1 to 4,942 school psychologists, with no school psychologists being multilingual. So there is a huge need.
Okay, hang on a second. Hold on a second. You just blew my mind. If I heard you correctly, you said that there needs to be at least one school psychologist with qualifications for every 500 students.
That's correct.
Here in Southern Oregon, you have one for more than 4,000 students.
Yep, almost 5,000. We're at a 1 to 5,000 ratio in Southern Oregon, with our goal being 1 to 500.
Okay, so you've got some work cut out for you.
Absolutely, and we're really passionate about being solution-focused and finding ways to recruit and retain school psychologists in the field so we can improve those ratios and provide really needed school-based mental health services to students.
Okay, so does that same lack of school psychologists, is that the same all over the state, or are we just an outlier here in Southern Oregon?
There are shortages in throughout the state of Oregon and in nearly every single school district. I can't think of one right now, maybe Dr. Diamond can, that meets the guidelines of the 1 to 500 ratio. So the shortages are pervasive, but they're even more significant in Southern Oregon. We have some hypotheses as to why that might be, but that was part of our passion for wanting to create some innovative programming so that we can reach communities that do not have an easily accessible training program.
So Dr. Diamond, Dr. Twyford just put you on notice. What is that hypothesis?
The hypothesis for why we have more shortages, I think there's a number of reasons. As Dr. Twyford noted, there are shortages nationwide. There are shortages across the state. And so we have prioritized recruiting students from rural communities, knowing that our rural communities across the state are more impacted by the shortages than, say, in the Portland metro area. One challenge that we've found is oftentimes when someone relocates to Portland to complete the three-year training program, they don't always go back to the rural communities that they came from. And when that happens, it's great for the schools in the Portland metro area, but it doesn't help contribute to the school psychs in these rural communities that are so underserved. So I think that's one of the biggest pieces. And that really is why we launched our new hybrid track, to have this essentially grow your own model where we're really trying to recruit individuals who work and live in rural communities across the state to then attend our program, which is primarily online. Our hybrid track is primarily online. Students come to campus. They'll come for new student orientation at the start of the program. They'll come again a couple times throughout the program, about an average of one time each term, maybe a little bit less, but they'll be able to do their field work, their internship in their local community. So right away, providing some of those school psych services in their local community. And then when they graduate, the idea is they'll be able to step in and fill some of the open FTE school psychology positions in their community that they're already established in. So we're really excited. Our current cohort has 7 students who are from all across the state. A couple are in Southern Oregon. So we're already building that pipeline, and we're really excited to continue to grow that and then add the certificate option on top of that, which will also be online. So it's not limited to who is ever on campus.
My guests are Dr. Elena Diamond and Dr. Jennifer Twyford. They both lead Project Amplify at Lewis and Clark College. The project will train Oregon school psychologists and equip them to better serve the mental health needs of Oregon youth across the state. So, Dr. Diamond, you were kind of alluding to a bit of brain drain in the rural communities like here in Southern Oregon. What are the qualifications, Dr. Twyford, for the program?
Well, most of our funding is aimed towards removing one of those barriers to becoming a school psychologist, which is the cost of graduate school. So we are interested in supporting students who especially are multilingual and anyone who is interested in providing culturally responsible services. So for folks who already have an undergraduate degree and an interest in supporting all students in school, you're welcome to apply to the program, and we'd love to meet with you and talk with you and see if you'd be a good fit to become a school psychologist.
Is there an age range or prerequisites for education?
No, not at all. We have a requirement for an undergraduate, a bachelor's degree, and a minimum GPA requirement. And following our usual application procedures, we look at candidates holistically and look for match between the mission of the program and a passion for serving all students.
So speaking of students, Dr. Diamond, talk to me about the student population and the need. What's this problem we're trying to resolve?
So we know that schools are having a hard time right now, that there's a lot of mental health needs in schools and academic needs as well. We've seen current reports where 1 in 5 youth experience a mental health disorder. And we know that approximately 80% of those students do not receive services. We also know that school-based mental health services can provide access to more students. So compared to mental health services that would be in the local community, there's a huge shortage of mental health service providers, and then also the costs are extremely high. Mental health services provided in schools are free to students and free to families, and so that reduces a huge barrier to access. So the challenge also is that if we don't have school psychologists in schools to provide these services, then these students are being underserved. So we're trying to think creatively of how can we address these issues? How can we get more school psychs into buildings to provide mental health services, to provide preventative work? What we see is when the ratios are so big and far away from that 1 to 500 recommended ratio, when the ratios are so big, school psychs do a lot of assessment for special education services, which is one part of the role, and that's a part that can be legally required through IDEA. But we can do so much more than evaluations. And when our caseloads are so big, when we're stretched so thin, unfortunately, we're not able to do more of that preventative work, more of the consulting work. And that is really a disservice to the communities that have our school psychologists who could be getting so many more services if we had more of them.
So this is really interesting to me because the school psychologist is new. In my understanding, it's been a long time since I've been in school, but having a school counselor was the problem. And school counselors were 1 to 500 or one, you know, whatever the outrageous ratio was. Now we're talking about, on top of the school counselor, you now have to have a school psychologist or maybe a couple of school psychologists. What's happening in our society or within the body of the school, the campuses, that's just creating this enormous need? Dr. Twyford?
Sure. Well, school psychologists and school counselors are trained differently. The school psychologists have also been around for decades, but for a long time, we're pigeonholed into this identifying students with disabilities for a special education role. And in recent decades have really expanded the training model for school psychologists to be more comprehensive. The school psychologists not only provide those psychoeducational evaluations, but create and implement academic and behavioral intervention plans, are able to educate teachers and staff and parents about mental health issues, assist with crisis response, monitor the overall academic and social and behavioral progress of students, and have more specialized training in mental health and special education, where school psychologists are more focused on serving like the broader student population and do help with things like academic performance, but also advise on post-graduation things like career counseling and college advising. And so they do have complementary skill sets and are both important members of an educational team. The school psychologists have a little bit of a different lens and a different skill set. And I think there are a lot of reasons contributing to the mental health crisis we see in children in the schools. We saw for about 10 years before COVID happened, increasing mental health needs of children, and the COVID crisis and closing of schools really exacerbated the mental health needs of students. And we saw that schools provided a huge protective factor for students, not only how they access their mental health services, but that school connection piece and stability of routine, it was really important to students. And so we've seen this increasing over a long period of time, and we can hypothesize about those impacts of COVID and social media and lots of things that might be contributing to the crisis.
In the environment today that weren't there before. I get it. We're going to have to leave it there. I really appreciate you both for the work that you're doing. And that's a $1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education that'll provide 5 years of support for this program, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, thanks to you both for joining me on The Exchange.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My guests were Dr. Elena Diamond and Dr. Jennifer Twyford. They are both leading Project Amplify at Lewis and Clark College, which will train school psychologists across the state to meet the mental health needs of Oregon students. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.